Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio, once again broadcasting from the Stevens County Fair, and I've run into some royalty here on the fairgrounds. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Miss West Central. I'm Lydia Lillianquist.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Angelina Mergo, and I'm your new Miss Midwest.
And I am Amber Hausman, your new Miss Morris Area.
All right. What you guys been doing on the fairgrounds today?
Today we held with the daycare this morning, and then we've been selling tickets for a backpack raffle.
Oh, okay.
This afternoon.
All right. And Miss West Central, what's that?
It's like I represent the West Central area of the state.
Oh.
And like it's an open competition, so anyone can come and run.
Okay. And Miss Midwest is?
Yeah, Miss Midwest is similar as Miss West Central. I get to serve and do community service all around the Midwest of the state of Minnesota.
Okay. And Miss Morris area, that's kind of self-explanatory, isn't it?
Yep. So I am going to be doing most of my serving just right here in Morris and the surrounding area.
Okay. And I see that on your sash there it says Miss America. So it's associated with the Miss America pageant, is it?
Yep. We are part of the Miss America organization, and all three of us are going to be running for Miss Minnesota in June.
Oh, all three of you?
Yeah.
All right.
We are.
So you have to do a talent and stuff like that?
Yes.
What's your talent?
My talent is a monologue. It goes along with my social impact initiative, where I am basically reading an open letter to the children my parents have fostered.
Oh, nice. How about you?
Yeah, and then my talent is dance. I've been a dancer since the age of 2. And my social impact doesn't really run along the same line. It's about the environment, but dance has been a love of mine for so many years that it just makes sense to do it on the Miss Minnesota stage.
I'm dancing also, and my social impact initiative is activating reading among young adults, so my dance is inspired by Harry Potter.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I must say, I have interviewed Miss Appleton, Miss Madison,
sure.
Montevideo. You guys have the most impressive crowns I've ever seen.
Right? They're beautiful. Yeah. I'm just I get the honor to wear this for a whole year.
You gotta give credit and design to the Miss Minnesota and Miss America organization for that.
Yeah.
They give all the credit. Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, ladies. Appreciate it. And good luck. When is the Miss Minnesota pageant?
In June. We don't know the
date. So June of 2022, and the dates won't be announced till a little bit. Or actually, you know what?
I think it starts the 20th of June is Miss Minnesota Week.
I checked that. It's definitely on the website. It just hasn't been released officially, but it's on there.
I haven't looked, so.
Okay. I forgot to ask you what grade or what school you go to.
So I just graduated high school in Morris here, and I'm going to the University of Minnesota Twin Cities in the fall.
I'm currently studying business at Minnesota State Online.
Okay.
I recently graduated from Southwest Minnesota State University with a double major in psychology, as well as community psychology and health promotion.
All right. We timed that right because the Lumberjack Show just started.
Yeah, now it's going to get a little loud, so we'll sign off.
All right. Thanks, ladies, for the time.
Thank you.
Yep.